we've been told that there's 1.5 million for the Rural Growth Fund for Suffolk. And so I thought, oh, right, I will, as a rural business, I would go on the DEFRA website, because it's DEFRA who are handing out the money, apparently. And I will say that I trawled, and I am fairly good on websites, I trawled their website. If you wish to apply for a grant through it, there is not a click button saying apply. There isn't any information about it. It tells you who all the partnerships are, you know, but it just does not tell you how to actually get that money.
I think that is probably the nub of the issue with small businesses. When small businesses, if you don't want small businesses to become cynical and say yet another government scheme that doesn't work, then you have to give some considerable thought to the detail of how you're going to deliver it. Mm-hmm. And they always fail and they never learn. And I just despair. If you're a big business, you have the HR resources to throw at the problem. Plus, you operate on a totally different level. But a small business might be looking for a grant of only 15,000, 20,000, not 250 or 300,000. It's a different scale. But it's still as important to enabling that business to take on another apprentice. I mean, at the moment, we're being told that apprenticeships are really, really, really important. It's coming up all over the place. Fine. It's really important to enable the small businesses to have the confidence to take on an apprentice. They have to see that there's a growth pattern. It isn't a silo. Apprentices don't exist as a project for small businesses in a silo. They are part of an overall possibility for growth. You don't take on an apprentice if you've barely got enough work for yourself.
Yes, exactly.
So you take on an apprentice because you feel that in fact you can get the funding to buy your new widget machine.
To give the apprentice a job
and some training. And if you can't do that, so it's part of an overall package, and nobody's grasped that. I think the next step for the LEP, getting back to the LEP, is actually to drill down about what businesses, small businesses, want. And I suppose we've been banging on enough about it for long enough that they've actually started to take notice in the end of their second year. And they've actually just, I think, haven't they, you know, just sent a letter to us saying that would we, with the Chambers, take part in a project in actually finding out what small businesses want.
And what we're going to organise two focus groups, one in Norfolk and one in Suffolk, get some members round the table and just sit and talk to them about what they actually want from the LEP or would like to see.
Because we have got people like Dave and we've got other members whose job is actually to help small businesses. So they'll be an important part of the focus group. But there will be people who are actually at the sharp end who employ people like Dave and others. And they're going to need to come along and demonstrate why they need this particular help. Then we'll have something substantive. Because I think we need to now go to the LEP in the next 2 or 3 months with a very much a problem solution, problem solution, problem solution. So we have a whole set of criteria by which we can judge. We've handed them the information, we've explained the problem, we've explained how we think they can solve it. They then know how much money they'll be able to work out, how much money they need to go to bid for to make this work. And then we'll know that we've got successful projects to advertise to members. Because the worst thing in the world will be is if we say that something is there for members and then it's not.
And like you say, you trawled through this website.
The DEFRA website.
And they couldn't find out how to apply for the grant.
That's right. Well, it's covering farm, forestry, tourism and agriculture. And as you know, I'm horticulture, so I come under agriculture with the tree nursery. And what I had wanted is, we knew my chemical handling, which is a whole week that I've got to take out off the nursery to go and do it. And the cost the cost of time is high, but also the cost of doing it is high. And that's what I thought, oh, I wonder if I can get a grant for my training, because it is training that you have to do. And that type of information, you would have thought, considering that there's the growth development side, but there's also the training side of this funding, you thought that would have been easy to find, wouldn't you? No. No. What I will do for anybody who is interested, who's listening, is I'll put the links up to the site, the DEFRA site, so you might have a little bit more success, and if you do, we'd love to have your feedback on it and see if you can find where you can get the grants from and who, I mean, it tells you who all the partners are who are doing the training, but doesn't actually give you anything else after that.
Dave, in your work as a coach, have you come across any sites that you think are reliable sources?
Of finance?
Well, just finance and just good information, or do you tend to find that your clients rely just very much on good common sense and lateral thinking from yourself?
There certainly seem to be an increasing number of government organisations who have bits of money that can be made available to business. But as you said, half of the problem is finding them. Mm. I mean, I know, for example, through some of the work that I've been doing, that the Manufacturing Advisory Service, which is another branch of government, have money to give to small companies who want to improve their organisation, because I've been involved with a couple of companies that are looking to do that. And I mean, they're useful little grants for companies that can employ people like me and get up to 50% of my costs recovered from the government, which then makes it viable for them to do it and can make a huge difference to the business. But as you say, finding those little pots of money is actually
challenging. Yeah, I mean, you were talking about figures of 15,000, 20,000. I'm talking about a figure of 1,000.
Yes, well, as you say.
And that is, for a small business, you know, I would say that is more critical.
Yes, it's to enable you to get that little bit of extra certification or qualification that enables you to run your business successfully. Mm. And yes, the money is out there in many cases, but it is quite challenging finding it.